Let's find out what it says in the papers with Shane McElhattan.
The tragic deaths at the Grand Canal in Dublin at the weekend get much coverage in today's papers. The bodies of two homeless men were retrieved from the canal on Saturday morning. Both men are named in several of the papers and were known to Dublin's homeless services. In common with several other papers, the Daily Mail reports that Gardaí are investigating the possibility that one of the men fell into the canal and the other drowned while trying to save him. Among other papers, the Daily Star quotes Roisin McAleer of Social Rights Ireland as saying the situation regarding homelessness is only going to get worse. The French election result is the lead story in the Irish Times. It reports that French voters defied expectations by rallying behind parties of the left and centre to prevent the far right from taking power. Yesterday's epic encounter in Croke Park between Cork and Limerick gets extensive coverage across the papers. Champagne Cork is the Mirror's headline. Haze of Thunder is the Irish Sun's line. The same paper also carries a warning from Cork boss Pat Ryan that beating Limerick will mean nothing if Cork fail to end their 19-year-old All-Ireland famine. The Examiner reports the scramble for tickets for the final that begins now in Cork. The darker side of sport, in the form of the RTE's Sunday Independent investigation into alleged unwanted or inappropriate sexual advances from named FAI coaches in the 90s, is covered across the papers. The Independent quotes the Professional Footballers Association of Ireland issuing a statement on behalf of the women, saying it's hard to express the feelings that have defined our lives over the last 25 years. We had buried our emotions and we thought we were the only ones. RTE's joint investigation with the Sunday Independent includes allegations against the former head coach of the state-funded All-Ireland Women's Soccer Course, Eamon Collins, and former manager of the Irish women's team, Mick Cook. The Independent reports that both men deny the allegations. Get out or else is the lead headline in the Daily Mirror, reporting that Gardaí are investigating an anonymous, threatening letter sent to the family home of 22-year-old Army Private Cathal Crotty. Crotty was given a suspended 3-year jail sentence after being found guilty of an unprovoked attack on Natasha O'Brien in Limerick in May 2022. The implications for Anglo-Irish relations of Keir Starmer's resounding victory in the British general election last week are explored in several of the papers. In his column in the Daily Mail, Dermot Ahern writes that Irish diplomats in London will be secretly feeling that they can now, finally, deal with serious politicians who have a proper understanding of how the UK is inextricably linked to Ireland. Finally, the mounting alarm in the ranks of the Democratic Party in the USA at President Biden's increasingly obvious frailties is being monitored across the papers. In her column in the Irish Times, Maureen Dowd does not spare the Democrats. The president, she writes, has lost moral high ground because he hid the evidence of cognitive deterioration. Trump is the master con man, she writes, but Biden is giving him a run for his money.
And that's Shane McElhattan.